Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing different kinds of blends and different kinds of words, and we're going to practice reading fluently, not like robots. But before we can do all that, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil, write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name, and then remember to write neatly. You can put your pencil down because we are going to use crayons for the rest of the activity. If you look at number one on your paper, you're going to see a sentence with circles underneath each word. Sometimes I call those circles bubbles. So I'll call them both, circles and bubbles. And then next to the sentence, you're going to see a picture. So if you look at number one, there's a tree. Let's color the tree green, any kind of green you've got. And let's think about the word tree. Can you hear a blend at the beginning of the word tree? It's kind of tricky, this one, because it sounds a lot like tree. But I'll slow it down for you. It's tree. Yep, there's a T and R. Good. Tree has a blend. It has a T-R blend, like trap. Okay, let's make a brown tree trunk. Color the trunk of the tree, which also has a T-R, trunk. Color that brown. Okay, hold on to your brown crayon. Let's look for the word tree in our sentence. Can you find the word tree in our sentence? We're looking for a T and an R. Yep, it's the very last word. Fill that bubble in under the word tree. Fill it in brown for me. Color it brown. And then also look for the word green, because that has a blend also. Green. What two letters begin with the word or start the word green? Yes, G-R. It's next to the word tree. Fill that bubble in brown for me. Under the word green. Green has a G-R and tree has a T-R. They both have blends, R blends. Go ahead and put down your brown crayon. Boys and girls, I'm going to have you point to the words while I read the sentence for you. There's a question mark, so I'm going to be sure to use my question voice so that I'm practicing reading fluently, not like a robot. Okay, you point, I'll read. Do you like the green tree? I'm asking you a question. You point, I'll do it again. Do you like the green tree? Do you? All right, everybody read, everybody point, ready, begin. Do you like the green tree? Last time, ready, go. Do you like the green tree? Excellent. Nice. Let's scoot down to number two. Oh, look at the girl. She can skip. She's cute. Let's color her hair brown. She can skip. The word skip has a blend at the beginning of the word skip. Has an S, and then it's either going to be a K or a C, right? And the word skip, it's a K. Let's color the bows in her hair purple. Skip has an S-K blend. And now let's color her shirt purple to match her bows. Skip has an S-K, like skip. And we could say, I can't think of one right now. My brain is, skate. How about skate? My brain was just stuck for a second. skip and skate. All right, let's make her have some blue jeans on. So color her pants blue so she has some blue jeans on. She is skipping all through the what? What is she skipping in? The grass. Let's color the grass green. Find a green crayon and color the grass green. Green has a blend at the beginning of the word. Green. What are the two letters that begin the word grass? Grass and green. They both start with G-R. Green, grass. All right. Use your green crayon to look for the word skip in the sentence. Can you find the word skip? Sk, sk. Yep, it's the second word. S-K-I-P. Let's fill that bubble in green under the word skip. And now let's look for the word grass. Grass. Do you see it? It's the last word. G-R is the blend and then A-S-S. Let's fill that bubble in green under the word grass. And then you can put your green crayon down. I want you to point to the words while I read this for you. I see an exclamation mark. That means I'm excited, or maybe I'm scared, or maybe I'm yelling, or I'm mad. Let's look at it. You point, I'll read. Let's skip in the grass. We're excited. I want you to do this with me. We're excited. You point, I'll read. Let's skip in the grass. Yes. Okay, all of us together. All read, all point. Ready, go. Let's skip in the grass. Nice. All right, let's go down to number three. All these two boys must be friends or brothers or something. Let's color the boy. He has both of his arms down by his side. Do you see it? He has both of his hands down by his side. Let's color his hair yellow. So do that quick. That is Stan. That little boy's name is Stan. And then let's put him in an orange shirt. Color his shirt orange. This is the boy whose arms are both down at his side. That's Stan. Stan has a blend in his name. Stan. Do you hear it? Let's put him in blue jeans. What is it? S and T. Exactly. Stan has an ST, like stop and stare. All right, let's give him some black shoes. Stan has on an orange shirt. He has on blue jeans and he has yellow hair and now he has black shoes. That's Stan. All right. Next to him is his friend. Let's give the friend, the one who has his arm around him, the one who has only one arm down, the other arm is around Stan's shoulders. Let's color his hair brown. Okay, what about the word friend? They're friends. Do you hear a blend in the word friends? Yes, F and what? R. Good. Let's put his friend, Stan's friend, in a red shirt. We'll give him a red shirt. All right. And let's give him blue jeans also. So make his pants blue as well. And then let's put him in some black shoes too. Why not? All right, hang on to that black crayon for me. Let's look for the word Stan, because that's the boy that's got his arms down in the orange shirt. Let's look for Stan. Stan. Yes, it's the first word, S-T, right there. Stan. Color that bubble under the word Stan black for me. Fill that bubble in black. And now let's look for the word friend in the sentence. Friend, friend. Yes, it's the last word. What's the blend? F-R. Color that circle black for me under the word friend. Good. All right, you can put down your black crayon. I want you to point to the words while I practice reading this sentence to you. It has a period, so it's a telling sentence. I'm just going to talk to you like I'm telling you something. You point, I'll read. Stan is my friend. Yeah, there you go. One more time. Stan is my friend. Now read it with me. We all read. We all point. We all do not sound like a robot. Stan is my friend. Nicely done. One last time. Ready, go. Stan is my friend. Excellent. Move down to number 4. Oh, look at her. She's doing what you're supposed to do at least 2 times a day. Let's color her hair black. She is brushing her teeth, isn't she? Think about the word brush. Brush. What blend is in the beginning of the word brush? Yes, B-R, B-R. Let's put her in a purple shirt. Color her shirt purple. Brush. Do you know what else you're supposed to do besides brush every day? Do you know? You have to use floss. You're supposed to floss every day too. Color her bows purple in her hair. Let's color her toothbrush purple. Yep, floss has a blend too. Floss. Yes, floss. Let's color the sink blue. Any kind of blue. Floss has an FL blend. Floss. Floss. Like flabby. All right, hold on to that blue crayon. Let's look for the word brush. Brush. Which blend is it? Yep, it's the very first word. What's the blend? B-R. Color that bubble under the word brush blue. And then let's look for the word floss. 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 Do you see it? What's the blend in the beginning of floss? F-L. Yes, it's the first, second, third word. F-L-O-S-S. Color that bubble blue under the word floss. And then you can put down your blue crayon. We are going to, well, you're going to point, and I'm going to practice reading this for you. I see an exclamation mark. Pretty sure I have to be bossy on this sentence. You point, I'll be bossy while I read. Ready? Begin. Brush and floss every day. See how I'm kind of being bossy with my louder voice? Let's do it again. You point, I'll read it. Brush and floss every day. Don't tell me no, just do it. Okay, ready? All of us together, everybody reads, everybody points. Brush and floss every day. Excellent, super. All right, let's go down to number 5. Ooh, look at the crown. Let's color the crown yellow. Crown. Do you hear a blend in the word crown? Crr, it's at the beginning. Crr. Yep, it's either a C or a K and an R, right? It's a C. Crown has a C R. Crown. Who might wear a crown? A king, a queen? What about a prince or a princess? Yep. Okay, hold on to your crayon, your yellow crayon. Let's look for the word crown. Crown. Crr. There it is. It's the last word. What's the blend? C-R. Fill in the bubble under the word crown. Yellow. Make it match the crown. And then hold on to your yellow crayon. Let's look for the word prince, because a prince would wear a crown. Prince. Do you hear the blend? Prr. Yep, it's the P-R-I-N-C-E. Second word. Fill in the bubble under it, yellow, prince. Okay, put down your yellow crayon. You point to the words and I'll practice reading it. Here we go, and then we'll all do it. It's got a period, so it's a telling sentence. Ready? The prince had a crown. I just told you, right? Ready? You point, I'll read, go. The prince had a crown. Now let's all read and all point. Ready, begin. The prince had a crown. Last time? Ready, go. The prince had a crown. Terrific. Last one, number six. Look at the girl in the glasses. So cute. Let's color her hair yellow. Let's give her some yellow hair. So she wears glasses. I do too. Normally, I don't wear glasses at school. I wear my contacts, but I wear glasses when I'm at home. Glasses has a blend. Glasses. What are the two letters at the beginning of glasses? The G and the L. Good. Let's color the bows in her hair pink. All right. And then that shouldn't take you too long because they're little bows. Let's color her glasses brown. Color her glasses brown. Brown has a blend at the beginning. Brr. What do you hear? B and what? Brr. R. Good. Glasses and brown. Brown glasses. Okay, hang on to your brown crayon. Let's look for the word glasses. Glasses. Yes, second word. See the G-L-A-S-S-E-S? Fill in that bubble brown for me under the word glasses. And then look for the word brown. 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 Yep, it's the last word. It has a B-R-O-W-N. Fill that bubble in brown under the word brown. And you can put down your brown crayon. We're going to practice pointing and reading. It's got a period. So we're using our telling voice. Here we go. You point, I'll read. The glasses are brown. Your turn. Everybody reads, everybody points. The glasses are brown. Last time, ready, go. The glasses are brown. Boys and girls, we did it. You practiced reading all kinds of words with blends. You followed directions. You read fluently. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.